Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your host, Precious, and it's an honor, it's a privilege to be here and to be doing this. It's been a minute, it's been a really long time since I've been here, since I've done this, and I'm so glad to be here today at this very moment to do this. And I would love to officially welcome you to the year 2022. I know it's a bit late, but it's never too late. So welcome to the year 2022. It's Sunday, the 22nd of May 2022. It's in the morning, top of the morning. The time is 02:55, 5 minutes before 3 a.m. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be doing this. I didn't get to say my goodbyes to 2021 here. I didn't get to say good morning to 2022. So I'd love to take this time, to take this opportunity, to take this moment, these few moments of this episode, to just welcome 2022 and to say goodbye to 2021. Year 2021. It was quite a year. It is quite a year. There is a lot that I can say about 2021, but just to say a few words about 2021, I would say that 2021 was one of the toughest years in the history of years. It was one of the most challenging years that I have ever experienced. It was more challenging. It was tough. We loved a lot. We cried a lot. We smiled a lot. We lost a lot. And we have won a lot in 2021. All in all, I'd say that 2021 was a mixed year. It was mixed of everything: happiness, joy, sadness, wins. You know, it was quite a lot. It was quite a year. But I'm glad that we came, we saw, we experienced, we lived, and we overcame 2021. It may have been tough, it may have been rough, it may have been challenging, it may have been complicated, may have been the worst year ever, but we came and we overcame. And we managed to move forward to 2022. We managed to say goodbye to 2021. We managed to outlive 2021. We managed to outlast 2021. Now here we are in 2022. Good morning, 2022. I don't know what you got for me. I don't know what you have in store for me. I don't know what your plans are for me. I don't know the experiences that you care with for me. But I'm ready to leave you. I'm so ready to experience you. I'm so ready to love, to laugh, to win, and to overcome you. Because I'm an overcomer, I'm a winner. I don't care what you have in store for me, good or bad, challenging or not. I'm ready to leave you. I'm ready to experience you. I'm ready to run with you. Whether you like it or not, I'm gonna leave you. I'm going to experience you. I'm going to overcome you. I'm going to outlive you and outlast you. Because that's what I do. That's what we do. I don't have to know what you have in store for me. Because I know what I have in store for you. I don't have to know what plans you have for me. Because I know the plans that I have for you. And to me, that's all that matters. What I have in store for you. What my plans are for you. I hope you're ready to live and run with me. Because with or without your support, I'm gonna run this race and I'm gonna win it. I'm gonna write my story and I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna write my reality and I'm gonna live it. I hope you're ready for me because I've always been ready for you. I'm leaving you now. I've started leaving you 2022 and you've been amazing so far. I don't have any complaint whatsoever of you so far. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm appreciating you for being good so far. But whatever you bring to the table, I'm ready to run with it because I was born ready. I'll forever be ready for anything and everything. So I hope you're ready for me. Because I have a lot of plans for you. I have a lot of things that I want to do with you. And I hope you are going to be on my side. Because even if you're not, I'm going to run. And I'm going to win the race. I've always been, I will always be a winner. An overcomer. So welcome 2022. Welcome to my world 2022. So how are you doing, people? How are you doing? How is 2022 so far? How are you achieving your goals? How are things going for you? I hope that you're still believing in yourself. I hope that you're still believing in your abilities. I hope that you are still cheering yourself up, that you're still congratulating yourself. You're proud of yourself. You're proud of how far you have come. I hope you're still setting those goals, that you're so grateful, that you're still winning, that you're still hoping and praying, and that you are still believing in your journey. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember, gratitude goes a long way. You can never go wrong with gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? There is always a reason to be grateful. There is always something to be grateful for. The fact that you are here right now listening to this, it means you are alive and able to listen. So that's something to be grateful for. You have got to hold on unto the spirit of gratitude. You have to be grateful all the time because gratitude goes a long way. Hold on unto the spirit of gratitude. Hold on unto the spirit of gratitude. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for passing by. It's been a minute and I hope that you are still winning, that you are still gaining grounds, that you are still crushing your goals. I hope that all things are working together for your good and that you are conquering everything that comes your way. Because you are more than a conqueror. So today I just came here to talk about courage. Because I believe that in this life, we are forever learning. Learning to be courageous. Building up the courage to do certain things. To move out of our comfort zones. To do things that we are not comfortable doing. So, courage, building up courage. What is courage to you? What is courage to you? How do you define courage? What does courage mean to you? I know that we probably have an idea of what we mean by courage when we say that we are courageous, when we say that we are building up courage, when we say that we have the courage to do a certain thing. We have an idea of what we are talking about, what we mean by that. And personally, I think that courage is acting in spite of a fear. I believe that there is no courage without fear. Because I believe that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather feeling the fear, acknowledging the fear, and acting in spite of the fear. Courage is not letting fear stop you from taking action, from doing a certain thing, from doing something. Courage is feeling the fear and choosing to act in spite of fear. So what is courage to you? What do you mean when you say that you have the courage to do something? When you say that you are courageous, what do you mean by that? What is courage to you? How do you define courage? What does it mean to have courage to you? I believe that you cannot have courage without fear. I believe that without fear, you can never build up courage. You build up courage when you don't allow fear to win. When you do not allow fear to take over, to control you. When you feel the fear, you face the fear and you let courage take over. I often hear people say that having courage is being fearless. But is it really it? Is it really being courageous? Is it really being fearless? Because personally, I don't think so. I think having courage is the willingness to take action in spite of feeling fearful. So what is courage to you? What is courage to you? You know, in his book, Robin Sharma says, he says that courage allows you to run your own race. Courage allows you to do whatever you want to do because you know that it is right. Courage gives you self-control to persist when others have failed. Ultimately, the degree of courage you live with determines the amount of fulfillment you receive. It allows you to truly realize all the wonders of the epic that is your life. And those who master themselves have an abundance of courage. That's a quote from the book The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. And I have no doubt about it. Courage really allows you to run your own race. It allows you to do whatever you want to do. You're not being fearless when you have courage. But you have what it takes to act in spite of the fear. There's no doubt about it that fear always shows up. It always crashes through the door when you least expect it. Fear does not back down, but neither do we, neither do courage. So whatever happens, we will always put fear right where it belongs, under our feet. We are going to step on fear and do it anyway. Have you ever felt like whenever you try to do something new, whenever you try to do something different, or whenever you think or feel you are ready to take a step into a direction, the right direction, the direction of your dreams, the direction of your goals. When you are ready to take a step into changing your life, fear shows up. Just out of nowhere, fear shows up. Unannounced. Unexpected. It shows up at your doorstep. Just that minute, that second, right before you decide that, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do this. It shows up. I felt the feeling. I know the feeling. I felt this feeling for a very long time, for so many times. And I had to deal with the feeling. Fear always has this way of interfering with everything and anything. But there's only one way to put fear where it belongs, right where it belongs. It's by having the courage to do things anyway. Having the courage to do things in spite of the fear. Fear becomes powerless when you face it and you put yourself out there. There is nothing powerful. There is absolutely nothing powerful in this world than feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway, that's courage. Courage is showing up in spite of the fear. Courage is doing it in spite of the fear. So we all need courage. In every area of our lives, we all need courage. We must have courage. The courage to put our best foot forward and chase our dreams, chase our goals, run for the life that we deserve, run for the life that we desire to live. So having courage is not being fearless, but is acting, taking action in spite of feeling fearful. So how do you then build up courage when fear interferes with everything and anything? How do you then build up courage? How do you do it? Is it possible to build up courage when fear keeps showing up? Yes, it is. It is very possible. It is absolutely possible. But the first thing, you must face your fears. You must face it head on and act in spite of it. That's having courage. That's building up courage. Being able to build up courage during moments when fear has interfered, that's the greatest power. Being able to stand your ground and say, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I don't know what it's going to be for me. I don't know if I'm going to feel really bad at this. I don't know if I'm going to get everything wrong. I don't know if I'm going to lose everything. I don't know. I don't know what could go wrong, what could go right, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know that things can turn left or right, or up or down, west or north or south, but I'm gonna do it anyway. That's courage. That's courage. That's being courageous. That I don't know what would be the results of this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I don't know if I can make it. I know I've heard that a lot of people have failed at this. I don't know if I can make it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I've never done this before. This is my first time. But I'm gonna do it anyway. That's courage. Courage is the only way to overcome fear. Having courage, building up courage, is the only way to overcome fear. So when fear comes, when fear shows up, feel it. Acknowledge it. Face it and act in spite of it. Act in spite of the fear. You cannot overcome fear unless you allow yourself to feel it and face it and acknowledge it. One thing is for sure. One thing and one thing only is for sure. You can never run away from fear. You can't run away from fear. So feel the fear, face the fear, acknowledge the fear, and act in spite of the fear. You overcome fear by having the courage to show up and act in spite of it. The moment you don't allow fear to make you back off is the moment you build up the courage to go ahead in spite of it. So fear is a call to action. And that action is courage. So if you let fear control you, have power over you, fear has the power to stop you from moving forward. Fear has the power to stop you from showing up, from chasing your dreams, from living the life that you have ever desired to live. If you allow it, if you let it, fear will have you live your life from the sidelines. If you let it, fear will let you let your life pass you by. So there is only one way to feed off fear, is to act in spite of it. That's having courage. That's what I believe courage is. I know it gets so scary. Really, 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 really scary. You get scared. You're scared. You're not sure. You are afraid to get things wrong. You are afraid to fall. You are afraid to fail. You are afraid of being rejected. You are afraid of getting everything wrong. But have the courage. Have the courage to make that call. Have the courage to write that book one word at a time. Have the courage to send that email that you've been procrastinating on. Have the courage to knock at that door. Whatever it is that is in your heart that you have been meaning to do, but fear keeps saying you cannot do this, do it anyway. That's courage. Do it anyway. Go for it. Wake up, dress up, and show up for your dreams. Don't let fear keep you stuck in your comfort zone. Don't let fear keep you from living your life, from living the life that you deserve to live, from living the life that you desire to live. Don't let fear make you live your life from the sidelines. Don't let fear make you watch as your life passes you by. Don't let fear make you a victim of life. Build up your courage muscles and move into the zone of the unknown. Build up your courage, and that will require you to push yourself to step outside of your comfort zone. Just do it. Act in spite of fear. Remember that all it takes for you to build up the courage is the determination to recognize your fears, to acknowledge your fears, and the willingness to act in spite of those fears. Don't allow fear to let you live the life that you know that you don't deserve, the life that you never dreamt of, the life that you don't want to live. Don't let fear keep you in your comfort zone. Build up the courage and live. build up the courage and go for your dreams, go for your goals. Do something. That one thing that you are afraid to do, do it. Have the courage to do it. Have the courage to do it. What are you afraid of? What harm can running for the life that you deserve bring to you? What is the worst that can happen if you run for the life of your dreams? Don't let fear keep you from living your life. In the end, I hope that you have the courage to act in spite of the fear. I hope you know that you have what it takes to build up the courage and live a courageous life. I hope that you know that you have what it takes to live the life of your dreams. I hope that you know that fear will always show up, but you have the courage to go for it. You have the courage to build the life that you want for yourself. You have the courage to do the things that you want to do with your life. Don't let fear decide how you're going to live your life. Have the courage to stand up for the life that you want to live. Have the courage to run for that life that you see when you close your eyes, that life that you imagine all the time, that life that you cannot wait to live. Have the courage to go for it. Have the courage to run for it. Have the courage to act in spite of the fear. You deserve that life that you see when you close your eyes. That life that you dream of, you deserve it. You deserve everything, every good thing that life has to offer. You deserve it, and I hope that you have the courage to go for it. I don't know what your dreams are. I don't know what your goals are. But I hope that you have the courage to go for them. I hope that you have the courage to take that one step. I hope that you have the courage to send that email, to make that call, to write that book. I hope that you have the courage to do whatever it takes to live the life of your dreams. You're amazing. You are an entirely amazing person, an absolutely an amazing person. And you can be whatever you want to be in this life. Remember that you only have this life to live. Live it to the fullest, and you can only do that when you have courage. So build up the courage and live the life of your dreams. Build up your courage and live the life that you desire to live. Thank you so much for passing by. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so excited that I did this today. I'm so happy that I'm here today, and I hope that I'm here to stay. I'm hope that I'm gonna do this more often, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. And I hope that you are gonna build up the courage to go after, to go for the life of your dreams. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve every good thing in this world. You deserve it. You are amazing, and you deserve all the good things in this life. I hope that you remember that always, and that gives you the courage to run with your goals, to run with your dreams, to do whatever it is that you've always wanted to do. Don't let fear win. You've got what it takes to make fear powerless. I believe in you, and I know that you can do it. Bye for now.